Okay, this is an interesting problem. Calculate the energy needed to accelerate a spaceship of mass 10,000 kilograms to a speed of 0.3 C for intergalactic space exploration. We're going to build a spaceship. We're going to send it out, say, to go to Alpha Centauri, the nearest star. And the question is, how much energy are we going to need on this spaceship to do this? We want to compare this with a projected annual energy usage on Earth of 10 to the 21st joules. Okay, well, I think this is basically a kinetic energy problem. We want to accelerate a spaceship to a certain speed, and how much energy does that take? So let's write down again what we know. The spaceship has a mass of 10,000 kilograms. We want to accelerate it to a velocity of 0.3 C in order to explore space. What is the energy required? So what is the kinetic energy? I think that's what we want to do, is determine the kinetic energy. Well, if we look up the equation for the kinetic energy, there's several ways to work this problem, several different equations we could, ways we could do it. This probably is the most straightforward. Gamma is gamma minus 1 times mc squared. So all we really need, we know the mass, we know the speed of light, so we want to determine the relativistic factor, gamma. We know that gamma is equal to 1 over the square root of 1 minus v squared over c squared. Notice that we almost always give, well, not always, but we try to give the velocity in terms of the speed of light, which makes the calculation of gamma fairly straightforward. So in this case, v over c is 0.3, so we have 1 minus 0.3 squared. It's fairly straightforward to do that. In the calculator, you get a 1.0483, and again, I want to point out that I'm doing this to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 significant figures. Now you'll see why. In this equation, k is equal to gamma minus 1. So 1.0483 minus 1 is going to be 0.0483. So I've written this number out to 5 significant figures, but when I subtract the 1, I only am going to be left with 0.0483. I'm only going to be left with 3 significant figures. So anyway, and so you see why you often want to carry more significant figures than you think you're going to need because of the Weber-Sein criteria that you have. So k is equal to 1.0483 minus 1 times the mass, which is 10 to the 4th, is that right? 10,000, right. 10 to the 4th kilograms times the speed of light squared, and I got 4.3 times 10 to the 19th joules. Now the projected annual energy usage on Earth is 10 to the 21st joules. It's actually going up fairly quickly. I looked up to see what it was, and it's on the order of 10 to the 20th or so joules, and you see different numbers. But what's really interesting, if you take this projected energy, take the energy we just calculated, 4.3 times 10 to the 19th joules, over the projected 10 to the 21st joules, I get 4.3%. Now, in order for Weber-Sein, I actually did this calculation just because I was interested. I probably ought to really, in order for Weber-Sein, if I'm going to put that in, I should go ahead and say 4.346 times 10 to the 19th joules over 10 to the 21st joules. Notice that this is 1 over 100, and so I really should write this out as 4.346% in order to put it in Weber-Sein, because it's very likely that this answer is not going to be accurate to 1%. See, in fact, it's I'm going to be off here 5 parts out of 4.3, so no, that won't be within 1%. So you need to get in the habit of doing that. Well, this is a lot of energy, and you can see why it's going to be so difficult for us to do intergalactic travel, because accelerating a large mass like that to a significant fraction of the speed of light, in order that, you know, the whatever we call them, astronauts, cosmonauts, or whoever goes to the nearest star, it's going to be a really tough problem, require lots of energy and take a long time.